With us today, Ben Hale, Western Livestock, and at the Oklahoma National Stockyards this week. About 6,500 head, you tell me, Ben. Definitely better numbers than a week ago.
Yeah, it was, Ron. I think there's some guys really wanting to take advantage of this market. The grazing deal was considerably higher today. We're still going on, so I don't know exactly what they called it. Feeder deal, you know, on the very front end of them might have been steadied a little softer, and in some places it was sure enough cheaper. That board was kind of softer all week and softer day and closed up. But the grazing cattle has lots and lots of interest, whether they're weaned or unweaned.
What are you hearing from some of the folks that you've been, you know, consigning for or working with?
Well, I think they're kind of, some of them, you know, we've had a lot of rain, and I think some of them's kind of tired of feeding them, and then got some places, some of these guys are calling rain back through, and some guys were wanting to get rid of them because the price is good enough, and they're sure pleased about that. And we should get some wheat if it stays warm, you know, next 2 or 3 weeks. Hopefully we do get some wheat. We got a long ways to go, but maybe the weather will cooperate and we can get some of them turned out.
Yeah, I hate to bust your bubble. I don't know. They're talking about a pretty good cold front by about the 20th, 21st of November. So,
well, we can just hopefully grow a lot between now and then.
Maybe. Yeah, really. you know, beyond Oklahoma City this week, first of the week, what are you hearing from Comanche and Woodward?
Comanche's pretty quiet, I think. I think that rain's got them shut in pretty good. Woodward, we know several feeder cattle for Thursday. Don't know yet quite what they'll have, but I think they'll have a pretty good run from what we already know. And I think this calf prices get out, I think some guys may go ahead and try to get them out if they can anyway.
I guess the attitude has to be better with the rains that we have had.
Yeah, it is better, and the guys are sure trying to buy like calves in here today, for sure. There's lots of competition plumb up into the high fives and low six weights. Lots and lots of competition on them, whether they're weaned or unweaned. There's lots of competition.
If somebody wants to talk to you about these markets, so how to get a hold of you, Ben?
Give me a call, Ron, 940-631-2333. We'd love to have the opportunity to work for you.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale with Western Livestock, the commission firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, operating, of course, Monday and Tuesdays. The feeder auction, of course, on Monday. The cow and bull sale on Tuesday. We've got the Comanche market that's part of the family as well as the Woodward Livestock Auction. Their website, westerncommissioncompany.com, is where you can get a hold of a lot of good information on this great operation put together by Ben Hale and family. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.